This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Coming up this weekend, starting Friday through to Sunday at the Damansara Performing Arts Center is Thankful, a choral presentation by the Chemical Singers. And with me are the assistant producer, Chong Kin Kiat, and one of their guest soloists, Cipriano de Guzman, a baritone who has been, well, I've been following him on Facebook. He's been in Tokyo, New York. And interesting enough, Cipriano was here a little over 3 years ago when he sang in another Chemical Singers concert. Welcome, folks.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Cipriano, where are you based now? You're from the Philippines.
Yes, but right now I'm based mostly in Japan.
Tokyo, I assume.
No. I live in Hiroshima.
Another interesting city.
Yes.
Your home is the Philippines.
Yes.
But now you're based in Japan, but then you been singing in New York, you've been traveling quite a bit. How do you maintain your sense of yourself as a Filipino, or that doesn't matter?
Well, in all of my performances, usually I put the Philippine flag in my chest.
On your lapel.
Yes. And also, I got good connections with the Philippine consulates all over the world. So I invite most Filipinos to watch my performances.
Is this the life of a professional musician who wants to perform? I assume you can be a recording artist and stay home. But to be a performer who performs live, is this the inevitable route that you have to be traveling?
Yes, it's actually really hard because you need to adjust to different time zones. And sometimes I need to memorize so many songs inside the plane. And also, what you call this?
When you memorize while you're flying, you cannot sing it out loud. You got to memorize in your head.
Yes.
So what are the challenges?
Challenges, I need to be familiar with so many languages and so many cultures. Like what I said, different time zones. It's very hard for a singer. And different temperature, climate.
You know what? We don't think of, when I'm saying we, non-musicians or non-travelers, we don't travel the extent you do travel. We don't quite understand the kinds of pressures we put on our body. How much of a pressure is this?
It's actually
too stressful.
Much.
Yeah?
It's so stressful that, for example, sometimes I need to fly into another city after another city, and then I only have maybe 3 hours of sleep and I have to sing. So that kind of pressure, it's very taxing to my vocal cords.
So what do you do to lessen this stress on yourself?
Usually, I watch Filipino movies.
While you're flying.
Yes.
When you're not learning the score that you have to perform.
Yes.
Mr. Chong, you are the assistant producer. Why are we bringing somebody like Sip to perform here in KL? I know he was here 3 years ago to perform with the Chemical Singers.
First and foremost, Sip is a very close friend and very easy to work with. Some people are quite difficult to work with, especially the scheduling and the demands, right? And actually, Sip does it on a voluntary basis. He's not paid at all. He does it as a friend. So we're always very glad to have a professional artist like him to come in and guest.
I know. I assume it's very difficult to have somebody of his caliber come to KL and just say, I'll sing for you.
That's right. He has quite a large following on Facebook, as well as other people follow him, even including yourself. And he's done so many performances professionally and so many shows, you know. And he is a flexible artist that can sing in several different type of genres. Whereas our local artists here, we have some who are quite comfortable in their own genres.
Is it for this concert called Thankful, what will you be singing?
One is an opera aria from The Marriage of Figaro, and then two songs from Beauty and the Beast, and popular Spanish song.
Crossing all different genres. What's the appeal of coming to Kuala Lumpur?
I feel very, very light whenever I come here. I feel so alive. The energy, the food, the culture, the smell of being alive.
How is this place different from Manila?
Manila is very crowded.
Not KL?
Not so much compared to Manila.
Mr. Chong, this is not just a concert like your other concerts. This is also a celebration of 25 years of Canticle Singers.
Yeah, that's right. It's very difficult to keep a chorale going for 25 years. I think in Malaysia, there are very few chorales that are able to do it. And this year especially, we've got some of the original members from the 1992 first production to come in during the opening night, and they'll be joining us for the encore numbers. And one of them, Mei Ang, is actually a flautist, and she's going to play 2 to 3 pieces as accompaniment for us.
She's playing a flute, not singing with the choir.
She's playing a flute. I believe originally she was an alto.
How difficult is it to keep a choir like this together? I assume yours is a community choir.
We are a voluntary-based community choir. But unlike most other community choirs that sing the whole year long, we are more of a project-based. Although we did try to float the idea of singing all year round, but because we are so demanding, especially on the quality of the voice, and especially on the discipline and attendance of rehearsals, it is quite difficult for many members to meet it regularly. So as such, we've kept it on a project basis.
Does that mean then you audition your singers every time you have a project?
Actually, yes. In fact, this year, we've actually started quite late. Because originally, when we planned this in January, we just couldn't find enough singers to fill the quota. So we actually cancelled the production first. And then, as a result of some of the older previous members who said they wanted to sing, so we've tried to assemble a new team as well, and in which we are able to get at least 7 to 8 new singers this time. And it's actually quite challenging whenever new singers come in, and we try to meld them in together with the old singers.
On a yearly basis, how many concerts does the Canticle Singers produce?
Regularly, on average, about one concert a year.
This concert is called Thankful. What's the reference of this word?
In a very many sense, first being thankful that after 25 years, we're still around, right? And thankful for all the former members who served and still having fond memories of the chorale in spite of some of the scolding and the disciplinary actions that were taken. And also thankful to the community who supported us. And thankful also to the sponsors who supported us. And we are especially thankful that we are able to give away in most of our concerts to various charity causes as well.
And this year your charity is the Purple Centers Foundation. Who are they?
They are a Manila-based charity.
Now I can see the connection between SIP and this event.
Yes.
So we are very well connected with the Philippines, especially the Philippines Madrigal Singers. We know a conductor personally. And we've done quite a number of their works, which they've given actually to us. And the Purple Hearts Center is actually an education center for the underprivileged children. Their parents actually live near the dump sites and the landfills. I think it was formerly the Smoky Mountain, and where they collect rubbish, scavenge, and they sell those items to make a living. So in order to break the poverty cycle, the center was set up, and it was built entirely of recycled materials, that's right, former use container boxes and all that, and everything that is donated. So they provide free education to the children, as well as free clothing and free meals every day. So by educating the children, they hope to break the poverty cycle.
Kentico Singers will be presenting Thankful Concert, which celebrates the community choir's 25 years of songs. The performances will be held at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre this Friday through Sunday at 8:30 p.m. and tickets are priced at 88. Proceeds from the concert will go to the Purple Centres Foundation, which is in Manila. This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing, BFM 89.9. And thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.